Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode, we dive into the Tamil Sangam literary work Natrinai, Poem 10. This poem has been penned by an anonymous poet set in the Palai region or the desert dryland landscape of ancient Tamil lands. In the wise words of the lady's friend to her friend's man. அண்ணாந்து ஏந்திய வனமுலை தளரினும் பொன்னேர் மேனி மணியின் தாழ்ந்த நல்நெடுங்கூந்தல் நரையோடு முடிப்பினும் நீத்தல் ஓம்புமதி பூக்கேல் ஊற இன் கடுங்கல்லின் இளை அணி நெடுந்தேர் கொற்ற சோழர் கொங்கற் பணியர் வெண்கோட்டு யானை போர் கிளவோன் பழையன் வேல் வாய்த்தன்ன நின் பிழையா நல்மொழி தேறிய இவற்கே. As if snorkeling on a beach brimming with treasures right on the surface, the essence of this poem came to me. The words narai meaning grey hair and talarinum meaning to droop or slacken pointed to old age, and there was a strong sense of even if in the rhythm of talarinum and mudipinum. Finally, finishing with Pilaya Nalmoli, which means faultless good words, and putting together all this, I understood that this was the lady's confidant saying to her friend's man, be with her and be true always. Yet not satisfied with the corals and creatures sighted on the snorkeling level, I went further down like on an assisted scuba dive, seeing with the expert guidance of explanatory texts. Through this, I captured the extended meaning as follows. As the lady and her man prepare to elope, the lady's confidant puts forward this request. She says, O man from a town with flowering groves, as you leave together now in the spring of your youth, remember that even if her upright bosom slackens, even if those dark sapphire-like tresses that flow on her skin akin to gold become streaked with grey, please do not forsake her. Think of the land of the victorious Cholas, where sweet toddy flows and tall chariots adorned with gems rode. Even those Cholas, when they intended to subdue the Kongu kings, they put all their faith in the spear-wielding skill of Palayan, the leader of Poor, the land of white-tusked elephants. Like the Cholas' faith in Palayan's spear, my friend has put her unfailing trust in your truthful words. Desert her never. Now it's time for a scuba dive on our own. Let's wander into little treasures that capture our attention and swim along, seeing, taking whatever comes our way. First is the word kilavon. If you were to use the same word with an elderly person, they might get offended saying that you're calling them old. However, in this context, it means master or leader. This made me think of the expression old man and how in one of its meanings, it points to someone in authority, as in the boss. This curious connection between a modern English expression and an ancient Tamil expression made me smile. Then there were the words in kadungkallin, which made me wonder how something can be sweet and rough at the same time. Turns out that here it means the sweet and strong flavored toddy or wine made from the palm trees, offering quite the kick with its contrasting description. Then when we turn our attention to the historical facts presented as a simile, we find references to the early Cholas. Note that these Cholas must have preceded the later Cholas who built the heritage temples at Tanjavur and Dharasuram by more than 1,000 years. The references to these early Cholas are found only in Sangam literature. Then there is a reference to a village lord named Palayan who is said to have been the commander of the Cholas and been made the ruler of the town of Poor, which lives on today in the name of Pettavaithalai in the current Tiruchirappalli district of Tamil Nadu. As the great Chola rulers trusted in the sphere of Palayan, so does the lady trust in your words, the lady's confidant, connects. Pages can be written about these wise words from the lady's confidant, asking the man to part not, even under the graying skies of old age. When in love, the mind presents the present as the forever. Eyes are blinded by the bloom of youth and it cannot see further. Indeed, it takes another voice to bring this reality to the fore. For true love is not just in shining youth, but something beyond. As if in a heartfelt reply to this Natrinai request, the male protagonist in this Tamil film song says, Kannam surungida neeyum, meesai naraithida naanum, vaalvin karaigalai kaanum, kaalam ariginil daanu. Meaning, you with your wrinkled cheeks and me with my graying hair, behold that time when we see the shores of our life is near. So, what does it take to keep the magic of love alive, not just for a loved one, but even towards one's work or passion till the very end? Thank you for listening to Sangam Lit and journeying with me through ancient Tamil lands and minds. Please visit my website nandinikarki.com to access the transcript and to share your thoughts. If you like this episode, do subscribe, rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.